Hi, Alonzo. I see that you're on. I just wanted to check in to see if you're able to connect to Zoom. Yes, now we are. Yes.
All right. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our Health Impact Assessment Public Engagement Session number two on the topic of the Southside Recycling Permit Application. We very much appreciate all of you for joining us this evening. And before we dive into any of the evening's content, I wanted to first take a moment to apologize on behalf of the department for the confusion related to this meeting. I think, as many of you know, our original intention was to do a virtual session at the beginning of December. But after hearing voluminous community feedback after the first meeting that we had not gone far enough in this process to really center community voice and community perspective as part of the HIA decision making, we thought it was important to offer an in-person session. And so, in an effort to make sure we could be really thoughtful about approaching that in-person meeting, we postponed to this evening, and we had attempted to secure a location for an in-person meeting. Because of the surge in COVID cases, we did not feel that we could responsibly offer an in-person meeting at this time. And with other venue challenges, we thought that the virtual format was most appropriate. So at every step of the way, we were attempting to really hear and respond to community considerations. But we understand that by doing that, we created a lot of confusion about the where and the when and the what of this meeting. And so we do hear and we do recognize and we do acknowledge the hardship that we have put people through just to be here with us tonight. And so we thank those of you who were able to attend, particularly those of you who are residents of the Southeast Side, who are working hard to make your voices heard. And we commit to continuing to do better in our efforts to center all of you as part of this process. So, again, I am Megan Cunningham. I'm the Managing Deputy Commissioner for Strategy, Development, and External Affairs here at the Chicago Department of Public Health. And I wanted to just begin by talking about our objectives for today's session. There's really only one. We felt like the last session was freighted with so much content. And too much of the health department just presenting to you all as community residents. So tonight we are going to flip that script. And really, we are here in a listening mode. We are not going to be presenting new content on the HIA this evening. Instead, we are going to be seeking your direct input as people who have lived experience as residents of Southeast Side communities, and really hear from you on key questions. And this input will inform the HIA and our final report and recommendations. We want to acknowledge again that people have shared feedback on this permit in many ways, and we continue to thank you for showing up for these meetings. For tonight, we're really not here to debate one another. We know that there are strong opinions on both sides of this permit question, but we really are intending to hold space for real, authentic, genuine conversation. And that means offering a space where you can share candidly on your perspectives on this permit, whether you support it or whether you oppose it. And all of this will be taken as data really to inform the report. So we hope that you all are joining us tonight in that spirit of sharing, and we are here to listen and to learn from you. We're also deeply grateful to our facilitators for tonight, Norma Celadon and Consuela Brown, our expert public engagement professionals who have been helping us to design this session in a way that is going to really allow these voices to be heard most effectively. So I want to give them a warm welcome into this space and offer you, Norma and Consuela, a moment to introduce yourselves to the group.
Thank you. Thank you, Megan. Just a little bit of background about myself. I have a long history of service to the community in various capacities in both the public and nonprofit sectors in communities across the city, in areas of education, women's issues, leadership development, and race equity. And my co-facilitator, Consuela Brown, has also a background in grant making, coaching, community organizing, and is also a professor at Loyola and Dominican Universities. And we mentioned this because it is our pleasure to serve you today as facilitators, but want you to know that in all of our work, lifting community voices is vital and it's not negotiable. So we hope to be able to facilitate that tonight. I will be talking a little bit more about what this space looks like or what we intended to look like. But before that, I want to hand it back over to Megan, who's going to give us a high-level overview of the background of what brings us here. So back to you, Megan.
Do we want to spend a moment on the group agreements and norms here, Norma, just up top as we're
putting
people in?
Sure. So one of the things that we find is important that we need to talk about some agreements when we gather together. It's important that we are all on the same space and we want to convey to you how we wish to engage with you. So I want to go quickly over the ground rules. You're going to hear me repeat these at several points during before we start the sessions and then also during the breakout sessions as well. Your wonderful facilitators are also going to review these as well, but want to make sure that we started with these. And first and foremost, be present. We thank you for your precious time, but we also want to make sure that while you are here, you try to be as present as possible. We know that you're probably working from home or joining us during dinner time. Please make sure that you silence cell phones when the mute goes off. Take space, make space is about sharing your thoughts and opinions. We want to make sure that we get to as many of you as possible, but we want to make sure that we are giving others a chance to do the same. Some folks are not as ready to share their thoughts or may need to take time to do that. We want to make sure that we are encouraging everyone to do that. The Vegas rule is about taking learning with you and leaving names and stories here. I statements refers to the our request for you to listen with grace and speak from your own experience, as opposed to making blanket statements about everybody in general. And then one that we have borrowed from the youth movement is don't yuck my yum. Be respectful to each other's feelings, perspectives, abilities, and experiences. Be curious about others and not judgmental. We know that we might have varying degrees of opinions about the situations that we are addressing tonight. And then taking care of yourself is important. Make sure that if you need breaks, that you take them. Sometimes these conversations can bring up different things. And so we want to make sure that you are at your healthiest while you're in the space. Having courageous conversations, staying engaged, and speaking your truth and experiencing discomfort is something that we can expect. But we also need to accept that this is also part of lifelong learning and trying to move towards a place of working together. And then finally, assuming best intentions. There are a number of people who really have a vision of an equitable future. And we hope that you're going to be seeing some of that as we move along today. We're all doing our best with the skills that we have. And we hope that you will join us in with those same sentiments. I did want to make emphasis on the fact that we want and we encourage folks to speak from their experience. However, we also want this to be a safe and productive space. If participants cannot engage in ways that are respectful of facilitators, of each other, we are going to ask you to please be aware of that. And while this might be our last result, we also want to make sure that you know that if this is the disruptions come to a point where we cannot continue discussions, then we will ask you to leave those sessions. So again, this is more about making sure that we have as many voices that want to speak do so. So I will again come back and remind us of those, but now I think I can hand it back over to you, Megan.
Yes, thank you, Norma. So this is an overview of our agenda for the evening. We're kicking off here with our welcome and recap of the HIA process to date, just to refresh all of us as we enter into tonight's conversation about where we've been and where we're going. Then Norma will give us an overview of how we will lead our small group discussions this evening. And then the bulk of our time together here will actually be in facilitated small group breakout sections where we'll all be working through the same sort of four key questions as a structured opportunity to hear from all of you. And then we'll come back together as a group at about 7:15 to harvest all of those themes from your discussions so that you have the benefit of hearing just a snippet of what was talked about in all of the various rooms. And then we'll have a very brief closeout and discuss next steps. So this is our expectation for the time together today. Again, this conversation is really meant to be much more interactive. We're doing the very best that we can to recreate the conditions that we would have had if we were all together in person on the Southeast side tonight. So with that, I will do a very brief recap of the health impact assessment process. And I'll start with just a reminder of what is a health impact assessment. We discussed this in some detail at our last session, and all of those materials are available on our website. But just as a refresh, a health impact assessment is a defined set of steps and a process that helps us to determine the potential effects of a proposed policy, plan, or project on health. And the health impact assessment process is meant to engage stakeholders in that in the various steps and to ensure that community voices are really being heard and valued as part of the process. So that is one of our central tenets tonight, along with our continuing commitment to applying environmental justice and racial equity principles and practices in this process, from the way in which we collect and analyze data to the way in which we conduct this sort of qualitative piece of our assessment to ultimately then informing our recommendations. Just a brief word about RMG, Southside Recycling. Reserve Management Group is an Ohio-based metal recycling company. They purchased recycling facility assets from General Iron, which was then operating in Lincoln Park. They are now seeking a permit to operate a recycling facility on South Burley, and we've got a little bit of a site map here for your reference. RMG has operated recycling facilities in the ward for more than 30 years, and this particular proposal and the operation of this facility would accept scrap metal, including end-of-life vehicles for processing and recycling, which is an important component of managing waste in the city of Chicago and promoting sustainability. CDPH is conducting then this health impact assessment to inform our decision on whether to issue RMG a large recycling facility permit. And as we've discussed, this permitting process has been dating back to about 2019. You see a timeline here that shows the many steps that have been taken to this point, beginning with receiving zoning approval and the determination that this land use for large recycling facility was appropriate. The Department of Buildings issued permits, as well as the Illinois EPA, prior to then the adoption of CDPH's large recycling facility rules, which are really intended to govern how these sorts of facilities can operate and what sort of limitations they have and what sort of rules and requirements they must meet. At that point, even in advance of Southside Recycling submitting their permit application, CDPH began our engagement process. Since that time, we've hosted two large community town halls. We had an extended public comment period. And then in May of this year, we suspended our permit review. And at the request of the US EPA, we embarked on our health impact assessment process. And that's where we are now. We are in the midst of conducting the health impact assessment. And tonight's activities are part of the input to inform and then ultimately to create a report on all of our findings, which will be made publicly available, and all of those methods will be shared with you. So the final output of all of this is a decision on whether to issue the large recycling facility permit to RMG. We want to reiterate that there are many inputs to the health impact assessment, some of which are complete and some of which are now in progress. There are permit application materials that were submitted by the company, all of those public inputs that we just discussed from community town halls to public comments. And then we have been embarked on this work in close partnership with the US EPA, and we've appreciated their support on practice tools and guidance on how to structure the HIA and the methods that we are using here. We also are incorporating findings from the US EPA's air quality report. So all of those inputs are already being looked at and analyzed and fed into the health impact assessment. In progress now are additional analyses to help us understand the current conditions and the potential impacts of the Southside recycling operation. And then, of course, these additional engagement sessions that we're having with all of you. So where are we in the HIA process? In our first session, we discussed steps 1, 2, and 3, screening, scoping, and the beginning of the assessment steps. And all of the materials related to those meetings are available on our website. Last month, we really talked about the quantitative data, the numbers, the statistics, and the findings from those pieces of our baseline assessment. Tonight, we're continuing with that assessment phase, but we're really looking at using more qualitative methods. And that means hearing community voice to better understand how you think about the benefits and burdens of the proposed recycling facility. And all of this input is going to be analyzed and presented as part of the HIA report. So we're really combining that quantitative data with the community perspective. And that is why we are so appreciative of those of you who are community residents that are joining with us here tonight to help us inform this HIA. Okay, so with that, I'm going to turn it back to Norma so that she can talk a bit more about what we can expect this evening before we go into small group breakout sessions.
Thank you, Megan. Before we talk a little bit about the breakout sessions, I wanted to talk a little bit about equity. We know that we are living in heightened times where conversations about equity are happening at different levels with corporations, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, and we are all looking for evidence of that. So it is not enough to talk about things, but we want to see action. I really do hope that you are able to see a little bit of those efforts by the city. I know that we have histories of partnerships and conversations or dialogues with the city that may have been different in the past. And again, hoping that you will see things a little bit different. More about that is you will see there's over 150 people on this call. And we love that so many of you are eager to participate in this important conversation. We do hope to get to hear from all of you this evening at some point. We want to remind you that this meeting is intended first and foremost as a way to directly hear from the people most impacted by the RMG Southside Recycling Proposal, which is the community members of the Southeast Side. To make sure that we maximize our time together, in a few minutes, our community members are going to be directed to small groups so that we intend to have some more intimate space so that we get people a chance to speak. You will be sent to breakout rooms with amazing, very dedicated facilitators who will be guiding you through 4 questions. And each of the group, you're going to find a facilitator and a note taker. We are also going to use a tool called Jamboard, and I'm going to walk us through that so you are familiar with that. If possible, we want people to write in their own notes and their own suggestions, their own answers to these questions. If that is not possible, either because you're not joining with a device that allows you to do that, we are going to be happy to take those notes and place them up for you. You're going to be able to see what is being placed on those forms. And again, we'll speak a little bit about that system. If you are not able to understand that system or to use it, we really would rather that you engage in participating and giving us your thoughts as opposed to trying to figure these things out. Additionally, I will be weaving in and out of some of the group discussions to make sure that everything is running smoothly in case you see me pop in. If at any point you need anything while in these groups, please drop a note in the chat and we'll make sure to try to answer those questions. We're primarily going to be using Jamboard technology, but we also want you to use the chat features or raise your hand or chime in for conversations as well. We have disabled the microphone capabilities right now because we're in a large group, but in the breakout rooms, you'll be able to unmute yourselves and share verbally your thoughts. My colleague Consuela Brown is going to facilitate a town hall style session for those who are not Southside community residents. And in this format, you'll also have an opportunity to comment on the same four questions that are being proposed or posed in the breakout sessions. And again, in addition to providing comments today's session, we are going to be offering the ability for written comments through a survey, and we're going to provide a link to that in the chat box. And this is for anybody, whether you're a resident or not. There may be things that you think about after tonight that you'd like to share, and so we welcome you to share additional thoughts through that process. And then after the small group discussion, we're all going to come back and do a short share out so that you are able to hear what folks in other breakout rooms have talked about. And so we'll do probably like a 1 or 2 minute snippet of what was shared in those groups. And then it is our hope to close at around 7:30. Okay, if I'm able to, I would love to have an opportunity to share a little bit about Jamboard. So may I present Megan? Okay, so let me do that. Give me one moment, please.
And Norma, as you're switching over, I might just quickly address some of the questions in the chat box about capacity for this evening. Sure. Tonight's conversation really was intended primarily for Southeast Side community residents, and we had planned for a capacity of about 150 residents because that is what we can accommodate in the breakout sessions while keeping those groups small and ensuring that there's appropriate facilitation. So that was our primary purpose for tonight. Beyond that, we did allow additional stakeholders to register, and we have welcomed you in, and we will create a town hall style format, as Norma said, for you to participate. But we are really focused on hearing directly from those residents tonight.
Thanks, Megan. So what you see here on screen right now is Jamboard. This is one of the features of the Google Suite, and this is a tool that we are using to capture your thoughts today. If we were in person, we would be using poster paper and probably sticking on the wall and giving you some sticky notes so that you can put your thoughts down and stick them onto the poster under each of the four questions. This works in a similar way. Again, just a really quick tutorial so that you know what to expect. On the left side here are your different writing utensils. We're going to ask you to focus here, which are the sticky notes. When you click on this, this is going to pop up and you are going to write. So the question here is, what is your favorite part of the holidays? So I am going to put here familia. And so once you type in what you want to type, then you hit save. The sticky note will be created and it's here in the background. If you want to add a different note or you want to add a different color, you can do that too. So for us, it's for me, it's making tamales with my sister. So I'm going to be adding that. I'm going to save it. I don't have anything else to add, so I will hit cancel. So oftentimes these will be crowded on top of each other. So there may be someone here who is going to be moving things around so that everybody can see the rest of the notes. And again, here you are going to, we might have different pages for you to run through. You're going to get directions from your facilitator when you need to move to a different page. So again, you'll be getting assistance once you're in your breakout rooms. If you need any help, you just make sure that you add that. But again, I just want to emphasize, we don't want you to spend too much time trying to figure this out. We want you to really invest time in giving us or sharing your answers on these important questions. If you are not able to figure this out, if you're not able to access it, perhaps because you're joining via phone, then just let your facilitator know, and they are going to be calling on you so that they make sure to pick up your answers, and the note taker will be adding those notes here. Again, the note taker is going to be projecting on screen so that you can see where your notes are being added. Okay, I'm going to stop sharing, come back to our conversation. Again, want to do a quick reminder of our ground rules. One second, let me get back there.
I can pull those up if you'd like, Norma.
Okay, thank you. So again, be present. Make sure that you take space, that you speak up if you don't normally, and make space for other people. Make sure that you respect confidentiality. Use I statements and speak from your own experience. Be respectful to each other's feelings. Take care of yourself. Have courageous conversations and assume the best intentions. Just a quick reminder, your facilitator and note taker will be present in each of your breakout rooms, and they're going to guide participants through the dialogue process. Don't get angry at them if they move on to another question. They're going to make sure that we use the time as wisely as possible. There's going to be 4 different questions, and each of them will be allotted 15 minutes. Again, the note taker is there to mostly capture your answers and make sure that those get recorded. In the session also, just like in this larger session, the session will be recorded. And again, that is to make sure that we are capturing everybody's comments. The 4 areas of questioning, I believe if you received an invitation, you were also informed of what these areas are. The first one is a question around benefits. The second one is about burdens. The 4th about lived experience and how all of this is impacts you or your family or your community personally. And then finally, looking forward, what is it that you want the city to know moving forward around policy or any processes that you want changed? And if you have any recommendations to that regard. I am trying to see if there's anything else that you should know. I don't think so. So I think that if we are ready, then we can see if we are ready to send folks. Is there anything, Megan, else that you would like folks to know?
I do just want to sort of describe how folks were placed into breakout rooms. At the time of registration, we asked for people to self-identify the zip code of their home address. And if your home address indicated that you were a resident of the Southeast Side, then we have pre-assigned you to a breakout room. If there are people who are joining today who did not register or who did not include their zip code at the time of registration, but who are residents of the Southeast Side, we will give you a moment to let us know that in the chat, and we will try to assign you to a breakout room in real time as we can. And again, as Norma said, those non-residents who are welcomed in here with us tonight, you will remain in this room and we will have a separate facilitated discussion with those people today. Okay. I don't think I have anything else, Norma.
I just want to let folks know that we will be keeping time. And so we will be sending messages to your breakout rooms just to make sure that you are staying, and we'll let you know when it's time to move on to the next question. Again, please do not stress out about the technology. If that's something that you can't figure out, we would rather help you record your statements as opposed to you trying to figure things out. We did want to do something that is interactive we wanted to make sure to give you the power of writing your own comments. But again, if that is not possible, then we are happy to take that information for you. I'm not sure if there are any questions in the chat about either Jamboard or the design of our breakouts. We are checking those. Okay, and I'm looking through and I'm not sure that I see any questions.
There aren't any, Norma. We can proceed.
Okay. So then if we are ready, then you will be sent to a breakout room or you will stay in the main session depending on your classification as resident or not.
That's right. And I will note, we had a question in the chat box of will the breakout rooms be recorded? I believe it would be beneficial to see all the groups as this is a public forum. And yes, each of the breakout rooms will be recorded. Your facilitator will speak more about that with you as you enter into the session. And all of those recordings will be posted on our website. So although you will be assigned to one particular breakout room, you would have the opportunity to go back later and to view others to the extent that you are interested. And again, the breakout sessions are intended for community residents. So for people who are identifying as living on the Southeast Side, we're using the honor system here. So if you were not pre-assigned to a breakout room, but if you are a resident of the Southeast Side, please just let us know that in the chat. And then as soon as we're able, we'll get you assigned to a breakout room. Okay, James, are we ready to separate people into breakout rooms? Oh, and I see that folks are noting there was a question about if media would be allowed in community breakout rooms. There were a few members of the media who contacted us in advance, and we have made arrangements for them to join rooms, provided that the individuals within that room are willing to have their conversation documented in that way. Otherwise, the media will stay in this large group session and they will have the opportunity to view those breakout groups afterwards when they are made public more generally. Okay, James, are we ready to move people into breakout rooms?
Breakout rooms have been opened, so folks are sort of being directed to their breakout rooms now.
Great.
Okay. And James, I will just call your attention. We have a few folks who may be noting in the chat box that they're residents. I know you're multitasking right now, but as you are able, if there are individuals that are identifying here, if we can go back and add them.
Yes, of course.
And want to remind, if there's any questions, you can make them on the chat and we'll make sure that we're going around checking those chat for additional questions or concerns.
Are you okay?
Okay, we're just giving folks a minute now to find their rooms. And so as we're doing that, should we go ahead and begin with the folks who are remaining with us?
Yes, I just wanted to give them another second before we did that. And then I needed to say to, hold on a second, I'm just trying to send a note. All right, good evening, everyone. Megan, if we could take the PowerPoint off of the or stop sharing unless there is something with the Jamboard that we need to get up. We are now in small groups. All right, so good afternoon, everyone. For those of you that are here, this is going to be a kind of quasi town hall. Again, I'm Consuela Brown, and I, with support from Megan Cunningham, will be facilitating this particular session. I am going to just remind us a little bit about the rules of engagement here. as a way, because as you see, we are many. I think we're about 100 of us are here in this room, and we literally have about 45 minutes. So I want to make sure that we get as much feedback and hear from as many of you as possible. Again, if we just ask that you be that you remain present, honor the vagus rule, use I statements, don't yuck my yum, take care of yourself, have courageous conversations, and assume the best intentions. So what I'll be doing in a very quick, rapid manner is posing some questions. And I'm inviting you to use the chat primarily for your responses. If we are able to hear from you, it will be in hopefully a 60 to 90 second segment. And then we will move on. I will be pretty careful about keeping us to the time frame. Again, I ask that we remain respectful. And if for some reason we cannot find a space where we can do that, then there is a possibility that we might have to ask.
At the very beginning, I want to thank you guys for coming. And then I want to make each of you aware that we are recording the meeting. And then I want to kind of go back over the group rules, which was established at the very beginning. And that was to be present. And assume the best intention. We are doing the best we can with the skills that we have. So once again, I don't want to assume that everyone has a computer or access to a form of device. So if you're unable to use the Jamboard, just speak out because we are recording you. So we will capture what you're saying. The link to the Jamboard is in the chat. So if you would click on the link or highlight the link and put it in a section so that you can join on the Jamboard. James, our note taker, actually will share his screen and show what each of the participants are saying in the group. By a show of hands, do you guys agree with the group norm? Are you comfortable with the recordings?
Of honoring the permit or denying the permit. So your information, it is very valuable. Your feedback is important and it is valued. We wouldn't be here if we weren't trying to at least make sure that we want to do everything we can to make sure that the community is heard, the community is represented, and that the community's information is given to that entire report. So not only it's not one-sided for the company alone or for the health department, this is for the community as well. The health impact assessment is a conglomerate of information and research that goes into the decision-making process of granting the permit or denying it. So again, I'm loving that. Benefits based on what you've heard. Do you think there are any benefits? Burden, are there burdens? If so, what are those burdens? To who? Okay, burdens still haven't been identified. Okay, thank you.